That theme is Cottontail, based on I Got Rhythm, Duke Ellington, 1940, and Ben Webster playing tenor saxophone solo. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. I'd like to start with Coleman Hawkins, 1946 for Sonora. Hawk was in on the beginnings and went through pretty much the middle period of this art, and always was interested in the youngsters, so to speak. So he hired some for this get-together because he was interested in what they were doing, what they were hearing. Theodore Navarro, we know as Fats, plays the trumpet. James Johnson, known as JJ, playing the trombone. Porter Kilbert on alto. Hawk, of course, on tenor. Hank Jones on piano, Dylan Russell. These are the names that are on the label of the Sonora 78, known as Curly, and Maxwell Roach, known as Max. They're going to do Cocktails for Two, and one based on Lover Come Back to Me, Bean, Hawkins' nickname, and the Boys. Mm-hmm. Coleman Hawkins and Some Young Friends, 1946 for Sonora. And his tenor sax, of course. Fats Navarro trumpet, J.J. Johnson trombone, Porter Kilbert on alto, Hank Jones on piano, Milt Jackson on vibes, Curly Russell bass, and Max Roach on drums. Cocktails for Two, written by Sam Coslow and Artie Johnston, and Bean and the Boys, based on Lover, Come Back to Me. I'm going to continue with Hawk, but first, this is 88.5, KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
Bellevue Arts Museum, presenting a new exhibit by Seattle artist Ginny Ruffner. Mixing glass, steel, and bronze, Ruffner creates large-scale sculpture that merges flora, fauna, and art. Showing now through February 6th. Details and related programs at bellevuearts.org.
Now, moving Hawkins up a bit to 1955 for Urania Long Playing Records. His tenor, Earl Knight, piano, Sid Gross on guitar, Wendell Marshall, bass, and O.C. Johnson on drums. This was written by a couple of musicians, Matty Matlock, Malneck, and Frank Signorelli, and lyric by Gus Kahn. It's I'll Never Be the Same.
Thank you.
I'll Never Be the Same, for Urania Records, 1955, and I don't know how many times I've played that, but at home, but it is a masterpiece, and full of grace, simplicity, all that. With him, Earl Knight on the piano, Sid Gross guitar, Wendell Marshall bass, and O.C. Johnson on drums. Coleman Hawkins. Now, to give you an idea of another tenor saxophonist's interpretation, as well as being able to hear the lyric of Gus Kahn, Jimmy Rolls piano and singing, and Stan Getz on tenor, their version of I'll Never Be the Same for Columbia Records, 1975.
I'll never be the same. Stars have lost their meaning for me. I'll never be the same. Nothing's what it once used to be. And when the songbirds that sing tell me it's spring, I can't believe their song. Once love was king, but kings can be wrong. I'll never be the same. There is such an ache in my heart. Never be the same. Since we're apart, for there's such a lot that a smile can hide. But I know down deep inside, I'll never be the same. Never be the same again. Thank you. I'll never be the same. There is such an ache in my heart. Never be the same since we're apart. There's such a lot that a smile can hide. I know down deep inside I'll never be the same. Never be the same again.
Jimmy Rowles at the piano and voice. And Stan Getz, tenor saxophone, 1975, Columbia Records, I'll Never Be the Same. And Getz came out of, didn't come out of Coleman Hawkins. We're sort of comparing the two, not to say that one's better. It's, that doesn't, that's not how art works, by the way. But simply where the influences came. And he came out of, Getz did, out of Lester Young. More than any. But you take all these things, think about your own life and the influences on you. And it's probably a lot of things for you when you start thinking about it way back, too. Jimmy Rowles and Stan Getz, 1975 for Columbia Records. Now Woody Herman's version of I'll Never Be the Same. Herman had 50 years of a big band making everybody happy. Capitol Records, 1954. This is an arrangement by Ralph Burns. Woody plays clarinet and alto and leads the band. And what trumpet you hear here, I think, I remember correctly, is Dick Collins. Woody Herman and his orchestra. I'll Never Be the Same. Gorgeous arrangement by Ralph Burns for Woody Herman and his orchestra, 1954, Capitol Records. I'll never be the same. Burns had been in Italy, and he fell in love with a starlet over there by the name of Gina, Lola Brigida. And he wrote this for Woody's band, same time as the last piece. It's called Gina. And the tenor sax is Bill Perkins. Herman and his orchestra, his alto and his clarinet, and Gina, for Gina, Lola Brigida, written and arranged for the band by Ralph Burns, 1954. The next one from this session of Woody is fun. It's a blues put together pretty much by Henry Red Allen and Danny Barker, guitarist out of New Orleans, and it's called Kiss the Baby. The vocalists, Woody Herman and Leah Matthews.
You took my baby, please give her back to me. You took my baby, please give her back to me. I love her, I need her, she means so much to me. Give it up,
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 give it up.
Who's the baby?
Who's the baby?
Who's the baby?
Who's the baby?
Is that the baby?
Is that the baby?
Is that the baby?
Is that the baby?
Well, kiss the baby.
Kiss the baby.
Yes, kiss the baby.
Yes, kiss the baby.
Kiss, kiss, 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 kiss the baby.
Now we're going to play the game. You all ready out there? Look at that crazy-looking blonde chick out there with that big, tall, handsome stud. You gonna kiss the baby, Dad? Come on, kiss the baby! Kiss the baby, Dad! And look at that tall, luscious brunette out there with that sawed-off, short creep. Man, you gonna kiss the baby? Come on, kiss the baby! Kiss her! Kiss her! You gotta kiss her, man!
Who's the baby?
Who's the baby?
Who's the baby?
Who's the baby?
Is that the baby?
Is that the baby?
Is that the baby?
Is that the baby?
Well, kiss the baby.
Well, kiss the baby.
Yes, kiss the baby.
Yes, kiss the baby.
Kiss, kiss, 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 kiss the baby.
Kiss the baby.
Lots of fun. Woody, a fine singer, and ballads mostly, but that, just the blues that he'd put together with Leah Matthews, it had been written by Henry Allen and Danny Barker many years before. Kiss the Baby. Finally, from this session of Woody Herman in 1954, a piece by Nat Pierce, who plays the piano in the band, and did the arrangement of Long, Long Night, the wonderful bass playing by Red Kelly, and Chuck Flores on drums.
Thank you.
Woody Herman and Long, Long Night, written by Nat Pierce, who played the piano. Red Kelly, who was a friend of mine, had a place in Tacoma, a jazz place for a long time. Before that, down in Tumwater. And Chuck Flores playing the drums. Woody Herman's orchestra in October of 1954 for Capitol Records. If the gentleman who just called me and asked me a question about I Wish I Was in Walla Walla and I went blank, the answer finally came to my head. It's Nellie Lutcher, L-U-T-C-H-E-R, Nellie Lutcher. And it was a request that came in, and I'm certainly going to play that. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, happy to be with you on Sunday afternoons. And this is 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
The Clam Cannery, a luxury hotel and spa on the waterfront in Port Townsend. Built in 1885 and restored with a focus on historic preservation, the Clam Cannery celebrates music, fine dining, and the arts of Port Townsend. More at clamcannery.com. MultiCare Health System. Connecting patients to four South Sound hospitals and a network of clinics, all linked to an electronic health record. Information is available at multicare.org. MultiCare. Better connected.
Now I'd like to bring you Ethel Waters, a session that she did in 1947 in Chicago, her wonderful singing, and the piano work with her is Reggie Bean. These came out on Mercury Records. We'll hear three, Can't Help Loving That Man of Mine, and then, of course, Jerome Kern and Oscar Hammerstein of Showboat way back in 1927. Suppertime Beauty by Irving Berlin from 33, As Thousands Cheer. And 100 years from today, an early classic by Victor Young, Ned Washington, and Joe Young. Here's Ethel Waters, Chicago, 1947, with Reggie Bean on the piano.
Fish gotta swim, birds gotta fly. I gotta love one man till I die. Can't help loving that man of mine. Tell me he's lazy, tell me he's slow. Tell me I'm crazy, maybe I know. For I can't help loving that man of mine. And when he goes away, it becomes such a rainy day. But when he comes back, the day is fine, the sun will shine. 'Cause he's my guy, and I don't care what he does. He's my guy, and I guess he always was. However he wants me, I'm his until I die. For nobody knows better than I that he can come home as late as can be. Home without him ain't no home to me, for I can't help loving that man of mine. supper time. Somehow I ain't able, 'cause that man of mine ain't coming home no more. Supper time, kids will soon be yelling for their supper time. How'll I keep from telling them that man of mine ain't coming home no more? How'll I keep explaining when they ask me where he's gone? How'll I keep from crying when I bring day supper on? How can I remind them to pray at their humble board? How can I be thankful when they start to thank the Lord? Lord, supper time, I must set the table, 'cause it's supper time. Somehow I ain't able, 'cause that man of mine ain't coming home no more. Save your kisses, pass them around. You'll find my reasoning is logically sound. Who's gonna know that you passed them around 100 years from today? Why build a penthouse fit for a queen when you're just as near heaven on Mother Earth's green? If you have millions, what will they all mean 100 years from today? So laugh and sing, make love the thing, be happy while you may. And there's always one beneath the sun who's bound to make you feel that way. And when the moon is shining, that's a good sign to cling close to someone saying, will you be mine? Remember, darlings, you won't see it shine 100 years from today. Don't save them kisses, pass them around. You'll find my reasoning is logically sound. Who's gonna know that you passed them around 100 years from today? Why build that penthouse fit for a queen when you can get just as near heaven on Mother Earth's green? What if you have millions? Just what will they all mean 100 years from today? So laugh and sing, make love that thing, be happy while you may. Believe me, there's always one beneath the sun who's bound. make you feel that way. So when that moon is shining, that's the right sign to be clinging close to someone saying, baby, won't you be mine? Remember, darling, you won't see it shine 100 years from today. 100 years from today.
Ethel Waters, Reggie Bean. Ethel Waters, one of the great actresses and one of the even greater singers. There for Mercury Records in Chicago, 1947. Can't Help Loving That Man. Supper Time. And 100 years from today. I had a couple of calls from people who remembered her, and we chatted about the records they have of her. And if you hear somebody you like, it really makes a difference in your own life if you go out and collect that person and get a book on them and do what you want to do to find out how they were when they were young and in the middle of their career and the end of the career. Believe me, it makes life a lot happier. It really does. And then you get somebody else. Whatever it is, it doesn't have to be music. It can be anything. Cecil Taylor, his piano and his quintet, 1958, United Artists. Double Clutching, a blues written by Chuck Israels. And Like Someone in Love, written by Jimmy Van Heusen. Kenny Dorham plays the trumpet, John Coltrane on tenor saxophone, Cecil Taylor at the piano, Israels on bass, and Louis Hayes playing the drums. Thank you. Cecil Taylor Quintet, 1958 for United Artists Records. Double Clutching, written by Chuck Israels, and Like Someone in Love, written by Jimmy Van Heusen. Kenny Dorham, trumpet, John Coltrane, tenor, Taylor, piano, Chuck Israels, bass, and Louis Hayes on the drums. And I listened to a lot of Cecil Taylor, beginning to end, and I wonder if anybody's ever done a study of how much influence Monk had on him. They're both very percussive pianists, as well as Brubeck, for that matter. Cecil Taylor, 1958. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI Olympia, and 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria, NPR News, and All That Jazz, a community service of Pacific Lutheran University. This program is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, happy to be with you. Frances Wayne now, 1957, Atlantic Records. She was married to Neil Hefti, the great arranger. And here she gets to sing with the accompaniment of Al Cohn on tenor and clarinet. Hank Jones, bless him, on the piano, Wendell Marshall bass, and Don LeMond out of Woody Herman's band playing the drums. You Go to My Head by J. Fred Coots and Haven Gillespie, and My One and Only Love by Robert Mellon and Guy Wood.
You go to my head and you linger like a haunting refrain, and I find you spinning round in my brain like the bubbles in a glass of champagne. You go to my head like a sip of sparkling burgundy blue, and I find the very mention of you like a kicker in a tulip or two. The thrill of the thought that you might give a thought to my plea casts a spell over me. Still I say to myself, get a hold of yourself. Can't you see that this never can be? You go to my head with a smile that makes my temperature rise like a summer with a thousand Julys. You intoxicate my soul with your eyes, though I'm certain that this heart of mine hasn't a ghost of a chance in this crazy romance. You go to my head, you go to my head. very thought of you makes my heart sing like an April breeze on the wings of spring. And you appear in all your splendor, my one and only love. The shadows fall and spread their mystic charms in the hush of night while you're in my arms. I feel your lips so warm and tender, my one and only love. The touch of your hand is like heaven, a heaven that I've never known. The blush on your cheek whenever I speak tells me that you are my own. You fill my eager heart with such desire. Every kiss you give sets my soul on fire. I give myself in sweet surrender, my one and only love. The touch of your hand is like heaven, a heaven that I've never known. The blush on your cheek whenever I speak tells me that you are my own. You fill my eager heart with such desire. Every kiss you give sets my soul on fire. Myself in sweet surrender, my one and only love.
Francis Wayne singing for you. From 1957, Atlantic Records, You Go to My Head and My One and Only Love. Al Cohn, tenor and clarinet, Hank Jones, piano, Wendell Marshall, bass, Don LeMond, playing the drums. All right. This is 88.5, KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
Seattle Divorce Services, a law firm where attorney Mimi Busher works to help clients in divorce plan futures that are positive for children and safe from domestic violence. Information at SeattleDivorceServices.com.
Thelonious Monk, I Surrender Dear. Solo piano, 1956 for Riverside Records. And I was talking earlier about him with Cecil Taylor and the influence I think Monk had on Taylor. If you just wire up Monk a little bit more, you get Cecil Taylor. That's not a criticism, it's just an observation of it. You listen to the ideas that Monk plays in his right hand. In his left hand, you get a great love of Monk, the early stride piano players led by James P. Johnson. Here's James P. Think of Monk when you're listening to this. 1923, this is a QRS piano roll. It gives me a chance to put a roll on the in my player piano. This is called Railroad Man. I'm going to stay with a railroad theme here for a while. James P. Johnson, piano roll. It's like a small window shade you put inside your piano and put it down and pump like mad with your feet. James P. Johnson, influence on Thelonious Monk. Thank you. James P. Johnson, recording for a QRS piano roll, 1923, and Railroad Man, written by early pianist Elmer Schobel. Now, the railroad theme, just one move away from that, Railroad Blues, written by Trixie Smith. She recorded two different takes of it. They were both issued by Paramount Records, 1925, and I'm brought along for you to hear both of them. Louis Armstrong, cornet, and he's breathtaking in this. He was getting inside himself and teaching everybody else to do the same thing, to find out where you are with what you are. Charlie Green, trombone, Buster Bailey, clarinet, Fletcher Henderson, piano, and Charlie Dixon, banjo. Two takes of Trixie Smith's Railroad Blues, sung by her.
Uh-oh.
Trixie Smith and her composition Railroad Blues, both takes of it, Paramount Records, 1925. Louis Armstrong Cornet, and I hope you noticed that his solo was different on each one. He didn't get it under his fingers and leave it that way. He wanted to play something else, and did. Charlie Green, trombone, Buster Bailey, clarinet, Fletcher Henderson on piano, and Charlie Dixon, banjo. The membership behind her is from Henderson's band at the time. Is also doing marvelous things. Albert Ammons now, 1939 for Blue Note. Blue Note Records just getting started. 12-inch, 78 record, big deal. 4 minutes rather than 3 minutes of music. Solo piano, Albert Ammons, and one he calls Bass Going Crazy. Ammons playing the piano for you, Blue Note Records, 1939, and his composition, Bass Going Crazy. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, happy to be with all of you on Sunday afternoons, and get your phone calls and emails and requests, and the requests are building up, and I'll be having those on a program coming up. And this is 88.5 KPLU NPR News and All That Jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
Dine Around Seattle, celebrating its ninth year of offering three-course dinners and lunches at Seattle-area restaurants, Sundays through Thursdays in November, featuring a seasonal inclusion of pomegranates in their recipes and cocktails. Menus and details at dinearoundseattle.org. Charles Wright Academy in Tacoma, hosting an all-school fall preview November 11th from 9 to 11 a.m. Families can visit classes, meet teachers, and tour the school with current students and parents. CWA believes that inspired minds grow forever. More at charleswright.org.
And back to Thelonious Monk now, because I want to chase his composition, Little Rooty Tooty. And he wrote that for his son, Thelonious Jr., who he named Toot, because Thelonious Jr. loved the Disney cartoon Little Toot the Tugboat. Raise your hand if you remember that. I know, you did. You watched it. So did I. I was only 60, but what the heck? Prestige Records, 1952, with Monk and Little Rooty Tooty. Gary Mapp on bass and Art Blakey on the drums. Monk Trio, 1952, for Prestige Records, and Monk's composition, Little Rooty Tooty. 7 years later, Riverside Records had contracted Monk to have a big band, and it was listed as his Thelonious Monk's orchestra. And what Hal Overton did was to take the information that you just heard, Little Rudy Tootie from 1952, and transcribe it into an arrangement for a big band. Pepper Adams will solo on baritone saxophone, Donald Byrd on trumpet, the alto is Phil Woods. In the rhythm section, of course, Monk piano, string bass, Sam Jones, and the great Art Taylor on drums. So, from what Hal Overton got, from what you just heard, he produced this. That's really quite marvelous. That last section when the brass and the reeds are playing in unison, that's Hal Overton taking Monk's solo from the 1952 version of Little Rudy Tooty that I played for you and writing it out for them. And really, really something. That record has come under a lot of criticism, and I don't know why. I think it was quite something. Riverside. 1959, Thelonious Monk Orchestra, his composition, Little Rudy Tooty, with work by Pepper Adams, baritone saxophone, Donald Byrd's trumpet, Phil Woods, alto, and the fine bass playing of Sam Jones, and equally fine drumming of Art Taylor, with, of course, Thelonious on piano. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU, Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI Olympia, and 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria, NPR News and All That Jazz, a community service of Pacific Lutheran University. This program is The Art of Jazz. Harold Land now coming up to play his tenor, 1959 for Hi-Fi Jazz Records. Dupree Bolton playing the trumpet, Elmo Hope on piano, Herbie Lewis, string bass, and Frank Butler on the drums. The Harold Land Quintet. That's right, 1959 in Los Angeles for Hi-Fi Jazz Records. Dupree Bolton playing the trumpet, Elmo Hope piano, Herbie Lewis on string bass, and Frank Butler just playing beautifully there on drums. The Fox, written by Harold Land, and Mere Mind Rose and 1 Second Please, both by Elmo Hope. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, and this is 88.5 KPLU NPR News and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
Elliot's Oyster House, in support of Puget Sound Restoration and the 18th Annual Oyster New Year Bash, Saturday, November 6th, with 30 varieties of local oysters, 50 wineries, breweries, live music, and seafood buffet. Information at oysternewyear.com.
Now Arthur Prysock is going to sing for you, and he's accompanied by the Count Basie Orchestra, 1965. For Verve Records.
I worry about you when you're gone, I get blue. So, darling, take care, 'cause I worry about you. I'm home every night, wondering if you're all right. I knew when we met I'd worry about you. You matter to me so much, I don't know. My heart's in your hand, wherever you go. Whatever you do, bring it on home when you're through. Your mind don't forget, I worry about you. Girl, I worry about you. I'll try to explain to friends dear the reason we two are apart. I know what to tell our friends here, but what will I tell my heart? It's easy to say to strangers that we played a game from the start. It's easy to lie to strangers, but what will I tell my heart when I smile too high, all the tears inside? What an ache it will bring. Then I'll wander home telephone that forgot how to ring. I could say you'll soon be back, dear, to fool the whole town, maybe smart. I'll tell them you'll soon be back, dear. But what will I tell my heart? What will I tell my heart? When you need someone true to love, don't go to strangers, darling. Come on to me. Play with fire till your fingers burn. And when there's no place for you to turn, don't go to strangers, darling. Come on to me. Or when you hear a call to follow your heart, you'll follow your heart, I know. I've been through it all, for I'm an old hand, and I'll understand if you go. So make your mark for your friends to see. But when you need more than company, don't go to strangers, darling. Come on, come on to me. Don't go to strangers, darling. Come on, come on to me. Just like a king without a throne, I'm lost. Just like a dog without his bone, I'm walking round in circles, doing things I shouldn't do. That's how much I'm lost without you. I'm lost. I'm like a heart without its beat. I'm lost, just like an army in defeat. I'm like the autumn trees that shed their leaves when summer's through. That's how much I'm lost Everything about me seems so strange, dear. My friends tell me I don't appear the same. I go around acting silly-dilly. I don't even remember my name. I'm lost because the phone at home won't ring. I'm lost. My pet canary bird won't sing. I'm lost because each souvenir you left has faded blue. That's how much I'm lost without you. Because the phone at home won't ring. I'm lost. Our pet canary bird won't sing. I'm lost because each souvenir you left has faded blue. That's how much I'm lost without you. That's how much I'm lost without you. I'm gonna sit right down and write myself a letter. They're gonna knock me off of my feet. A lot of kisses on the bottom. I'll be glad I've got them. I'm gonna smile and say, I hope you're feeling better. And close with love the way. Myself a letter and make believe it came from you. Yeah. gonna love you like nobody's loved you, come rain or come shine. High as a mountain and deep as a river, come rain or come shine. I guess when you met me, it was just one of those things. But don't ever bet me, 'cause I'm gonna be true if you let me. You're gonna love me like nobody's loved me, come rain or come shine. Happy together, unhappy together, and won't it be fine? Days may be cloudy or sunny, we're in or we're out of the money, but I'm with you always, I'm with you rain or shine. Come rain, come shine, I'm with you always, I'm with you.
Arthur Prysock with Count Basie, 1965, for Verve Records. I Worry About You by Hal Mapp, arranged by Frank Foster. What Will I Tell My Heart, a beauty by Jack Lawrence and Peter Tinturin, arranged by Mort Garson. Don't Go to Strangers by Kay Rankin, arranged by Billy Byers. I'm Lost by Otis Renee, also arranged by Byers. I'm going to sit right down and write myself a letter. Fred Allard and Joe Young wrote that, and Dick Hyman did the arrangement, and Harold Arlen and Johnny Mercer's Come Rain or Come Shine, arranged by Billy Byers for Arthur Prysock and the Count Basie Orchestra. This is 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
the Old West Town of Winthrop, Washington, with year-round recreational activities, skiing, hiking, river rafting, shopping, wine, dining, and music festivals. Winthrop offers lodging opportunities from rustic to resort. Trip planning assistance at winthropwashington.com.
I'm going to take us to the witching hour, and when I give way to all blues, with Jimmy Lunsford's great band, and he had quite an output because he was together, going around the country for, well, let's see, 18 years anyway, from the late 20s until 47 when Lunsford died. Band carried on, but it's never the same. Of course, and disbanded, literally. From Chicago, 1940. Some of these are Chicago 40, and some are New York 40, and some are New York later on, a little bit later on. But nevertheless, all Lunsford. I Got It, written by Trummy Young, trombonist and vocalist. Gerald Wilson, later to become a great arranger, plays the trumpet. Joe Thomas, tenor. Trummy Young, trombone. Willie Smith, alto. As I said, Trummy vocalizing, and the arrangement is by Billy Moore.
back of goody. Easy to do, you follow through, goody. Oh, goody, I tell you, pops of goody. Nothing to do, you follow through, goody. Swing your feet, don't miss a beat. You'll get along, or you sing a song, just any old song. You can't go wrong. I've got it. I tell you, Jack, I've got it. Know what to do. Follow through, got it.
Jimmy Lunsford Orchestra, 1940, a couple of them for you. I Got It, written and arranged by Trummy Young, and he sang it for you. And then an interesting arrangement by Billy Moore of Frédéric Chopin's Prelude No. 7. Moore liked Chopin's piano music, and he decided to put that melody, beautiful, and it worked out for them, and Teddy Buckner's beautiful alto sound and Snooky Young's trumpet with Jimmy Lunsford. Swingin' on C now. Eddie Durham wrote it and he arranged it. And let me tell you about the rhythm section with Lunsford for many years. Edwin Wilcox on piano, Al Norris guitar, Moses Allen string bass, and the great Jimmy Crawford on drums. Here's Swingin' on C.
Thank you.
Jimmy Lunsford and Swingin' on C, that sound over and over again, and it doesn't seem like very inventive, but the dancers loved it because it was so rhythmic for them. Soloists Willie Smith, alto, and Snooky Young, trumpet, and Joe Thomas, tenor. And a run now of several to get us to that hour of six. And introducing the band's vocalist, Dan Grissom, to you. If you hear a vocalist going out, it's going to be him. He sat in the band and played alto and clarinet throughout and was called to the front microphone occasionally because of the beauty of his voice. To lead off this last part, let's try again. Sound of Dan Grissom singing for you, Let's Try Again, Jimmy Lunsford's band, 1940. This is 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
Senior Moose on Leary Ave in Ballard and Greenwood True Value Hardware on Finney Ridge, partnering in KPLU's Think Local, Buy Local program. A list of partners, tips, and ideas at kplu.org/thinklocal. Buy local and keep your dollars planted in the Northwest.
paws got bunions, and his feet moved standing on new shoes. Grandpa's got bunions, and his feet won't stand in no shoes. How Grandma, poor Grandma, she shopped all over town for those shoes. Good old Tom Mack and Jack. But Grandpa got bunions, and his feet won't stand in no new shoes. Now I'm so sorry for Grandma, 'cause she shopped all over town for those shoes. And I'm sorry, sorry for Grandpa, 'cause he's got those barefoot blues.
Let me cry when I'm blue. Let me go away from this lonely town. Won't be long till my song will be through, 'cause I know I'm on my last go-round. All the love I could steal, beg or borrow, wouldn't heal all this pain in my soul. What is love but a prelude to sorrow, with a heartbreaker ahead for your goal? Here I go, now I know why I'm leaving. Got the blues, what can I lose? Goodbye. premonition that a romance soon would be, that the stars above would find a love for me. I had a premonition of a dreamland in the sky, and a love song that would never, never die. And then I beheld an angel standing before me, lovely to see. My heart just seems to miss a beat. Angels we so seldom meet. I had a premonition of a miracle from the blue. Darling, now I know the miracle was you.
Jimmy Lunsford's Orchestra, 1940, for Columbia Records. We heard Four, Monotony in Four Flats by Billy Moore, Barefoot Blues by Billy Moore, with a vocal by alto saxophonist Willie Smith, Blue Prelude by Gordon Jenkins and Dan Grissom singing for you, and I Had a Premonition, written by Bill Finlayson and also Dan Grissom singing. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU, Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI Olympia, and 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria, NPR News, and All That Jazz, a community service of Pacific Lutheran University. This has been The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, and thanks for being out there.